Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
You know what I love about our profession? There's so many things that I love, but as a veterinarian, we have so many options to do, and we have, I feel like we even have an obligation to educate around whether it be clients and children. And my friend Jacqueline Johnson really exemplifies that role. And Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, wait, listen, everybody. This is so much fun because this is very different than, you know, the typical veterinary medicine. This is inspirational for those of you that are interested in doing writing, but just listen to this. So Dr. Johnson is a small animal veterinarian in San Diego, California. She has two little girls who love hearing stories about her vet work and then reenacting them on stuffed animals and their five unfortunate living pets. When not working, she enjoys writing stories and then pestering her husband to read them. The Doggy Doctor and the Upset Tummy is her first book, which I have here in my hands and I have read, and we're going to chat about this. Congratulations on writing this amazing book.
Thank you.
So, tell our listeners a little bit about what got you to this point. Like, how did it come to fruition? Tell us.
Well, I've always been a reader until I had two little girls. They're 18 months apart, so they just they're 4.5 and 3 now. And I used to read tons and tons of, you know, big thick fantasy novels and whatnot. And then I had no time anymore. And then having little girls got me into the world of picture books. And they're amazing because you can read like 5 of them in one night and through tons. And they're so fun, and the kids love them. They're so, so many different types of books, from humor to nonfiction to just inspirational. And I'm always telling kids stories about my work and they love them so much. And one day my husband said, "Oh, you should write a book." I thought, "Oh, that's like a great idea." And so within 2 weeks, I had a first draft of this book, The Doggy Doctor and the Upset Tummy, which is, you know, one of my favorite to do is surgery. So it's about a dog who unfortunately eats a lot of things that he shouldn't and needs to have surgery to have them removed. And that's turned into an idea of creating a series of books, each book a different true like medical case that we do see with pets, but kind of giving kids inference of behind the scenes of what we do. And everybody thinks we just do dogs and cats, you know, and large animals. The next book I'm working on right now is The Doggy Dog and the Broken Shell, about a turtle that has a broken shell and how we have to head to the hardware store and get some zip ties and some glue to fix it up. And there's a whole line of kind of book ideas in my head floating around. So it's just turned into like a little labor of love. And I independently published it. It's kind of a niche market, I would think. So I have a big pile full of books, and now I'm just working on the next ones in the list.
I think it's fantastic. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank
too. We have to give a shout out to Shannon Roberts for the illustrations on this book because they're fantastic.
She's wonderful. I met her. They spent a lot of time looking for different illustrators and kind of testing out people. And somebody on Facebook on the group Vetsy, which is like, you know, Etsy, but everything is made by veterinarians, recommended her to me. Her mother is a veterinary technician that she worked with. And so, so I got hooked up with her and she's just been a dream. Her work is fabulous. She can do such expression in animal faces that really turns it into such character.
Right. It's not easy to do. And to our listeners and those viewing, I got to just tell you, like, she, not only did the doctor provide me with her own book, Dr. Johnson, but I have the paws of your fur babies on there.
I know. I'm kind of a sucker. I turned 2 of my 5 animals. Jiminy is my first dog, love of my life. And one of my cats, Dinah, who is the ultimate troublemaker that we, she's only 2 now, but she had 2 foreign body surgeries and a broken hip with a 12-week period. So she's the naughty one, not to be. Jiminy has his fair share of surgeries as well. So yay for pet insurance. But they are such characters that I decided to, it, and most picture books don't have an adult as their like main character. So I liven it up a bit by turning the pets into the veterinary technicians.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is what's so nice. I mean, you are doing such a great job at storytelling too. So, you know, and you walk us through the exam to surgery to x-rays. I mean, this really inspires children so they have an idea of what the whole process looks like and the emotions that are involved with all of them as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's
scary. It's scary going to the doctor yourself. It's scary when anything happens, whether you're the owner or you're a kid, something happens to your pet. It's a little nerve-wracking to have to go through that thing. And so it's kind of nice to see all this that we take, you know, to get your best friend, you know, through and out safe at the end.
Right. Yeah. And not only that too, Dr. Johnson, so there, to everyone that's tuning in, there's also an organization she's part of called Kinder Vets, and it's a group of veterinarians passionate about sharing their love of animals and their career, which is anyone who will listen. So tell us a little bit about Kinder Vets.
Kinder Vets started with me and another vet, Kanya, through Twitter, who we're both in like the hashtag med Twitter, kind of talking with doctors as well. And it came into, you know, somebody wanting to talk to a vet. And then we thought, oh, that would be fun. If anybody ever wants to talk to a vet, let us know. And then that evolved into Kinder Vets, which is a website where we have about 30 vets or so on there. And if you are a teacher or a scout leader, or you're just homeschooling, or you're stuck home with your kid because they can't go anywhere because of COVID, you can go on there and put in your information, and we will hook you up with a veterinarian to come and do a free school visit, or, you know, visit your house, visit to whatever you want, nursing homes. We don't really care. Anybody who wants to talk to a vet can get up on there, and we will schedule a free virtual meeting to talk about whatever interests them. The website has a resource section that's sort of hidden for the veterinarians, where I've got collections of like cool x-rays and foreign bodies and lots of cool things. So if they want to show them to anybody during these virtual meetings, we've got a resource section for them. So that's kind of in its infancy stages still. It's hard to get the word out. So we kind of, you know, reach out to teachers through Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and let people know that things are available. But that's kind of been a new little side project.
It's a great new passion project is what you have. You know, I'll never forget this one story. I had a girl, I was at a career day for kindergarten. And I had this one girl that was just really interested. You know how it is. Like, you've done this. You can just tell there's certain ones that are super intrigued with what you're talking about. And she was looking at my stethoscope. I had my dog with me. She was really inspired. Cut to, this goes to date me. 2 years ago, she finds me on Facebook, and she wanted to let me know that she's a veterinarian.
Oh my gosh.
And she said, she, you know, and I really do remember in my head too, as a kid, there are defining moments that you realize, like, this is what I meant to do. This is what I want to do. And she said, your visit changed my life. And I came home and I told my mom and dad that I wanted to be a veterinarian. And I was like, oh, that just makes it all worth it for our professions to continue to do and give back like what you're doing.
I think it's hard because there's so much negativity, you know, within the vets in veterinary medicine. It's a hard job, and it's emotionally tolling, and it's especially more these days, more and more financially very difficult. The cost of coming out of vet school these days is astronomical. And so many vets are just living under that, you know, constant threat of their vet school payments. But the problem is that most people who I know as vets decided to become vets when they were really, really young. And most people are not the type to be dissuaded from that path. Once you've decided you're going to be a vet, that's it. And unfortunately, kind of, you know, forget the consequences of that in the long run. It's nice to be able to show kids the great sides of our job. Our profession is so rewarding in so many ways. I love sharing that with kids. But I think that it's also important to have, at least when they're older, very honest conversations about really what it entails to be a vet. It's not super glamorous all the time. And I think that it's a nice way to kind of show them everything that's great that we do, but also, you know, really weed out the ones who are heading down that path so that we can talk to them appropriately.
Yeah. Now, and the other thing that I love too is on the Kinder Vets too, because they do like to do like an arts and crafts project. And so you have, I love these two, toilet paper, roll dogs, pom-pom dogs, all these fun things, cat storage baskets, origami cats. So they're great little projects that for even us as veterinarians to do within our community, just to like get involved with from 4-H. I mean, the list goes on, but that's how you start to inspire these children and to love, you know, animals in such a different capacity.
Yeah. And I'm one of the lucky vets. I love everything about my hub. You know, the people I work with are great. I love doing what I do. I love working with animals. I love working with owners. I'm the person who's got my email address on my business cards, and you email me at any time of day and I want to know what's going on with your animal. And so I like to bring that to, you know, teaching kids, you know, that this job is great. It's really great. There are so many cool things. And yeah, there's a lot of stress about it. And my book is, you know, sugarcoating it a little bit. I mean, it's not often that you have a full waiting room and you can do everything you're doing to help a dog and go and do a foreign body surgery. So it's a little glossy over the details. But that's what they love. They love hearing about that kind of stuff. And I just love showing, I love my job so much. I just love seeing them get so excited, and I read my book to them or I tell them about something and then they immediately go off getting their little doggy Dr. Kit, or they've got one of my Littman's death. It's now one of their toys, and you know, we're chasing our pets around or getting out a stuffed toy, and they've got a little knife and they're cutting things out of his stomach. And,
right.
You know, it's so fun to watch them like really get into it.
Yeah, I feel like we really are. I mean, we're superheroes as well in my eyes, but to children's, we are really big superheroes to them. Like they just are so fascinated. I'm sure you see it when they're in the exam room with me too. I love to engage them and involve them because if they're fussy and twitchy, whatever, let's do the exam together. You know, of course, it's a friendly dog, a cat or whatever, but like I try to engage them because it really helps educate them at the same time. And mom and dad or whoever, they really do appreciate that so much.
You love it. And I'm always like taking off my stethoscope and like, do you want to listen to your dog's heart and help them put in ears they can hear? Or they bring in their stuffed toy and I'm like, well, check out your toy as well and put a bandage on it or give it a shot. And they love that stuff. So
they love it. I always say, like, I need you to do me a favor. They're like, What do you mean? I was like, you see that button on that scale? I need you to raise it up for me. I need you to hit that button for me so we can raise the scale up for me. They feel so involved, you know?
they're not running around the room causing troubles.
Right. That's what mom or dad or whoever is saying again, like, you know, thank you so much. They get involved. So Dr. Jacqueline Johnson, so where can we find more information about you? Where can we find more information about your book?
So the book isn't, I have the copy here, you have it too. The book's available on Amazon, but I also have a website called beardeddogpress.com, which is, again, I have a love of any animal, any dog with a beard. I have a Schnauzer in my book. I have a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. Give me all the beards. So again, we turned a Schnauzer into the little like logo for the company. And on my web, so you can get the book on Amazon. I have some goodies that are not available on Amazon. We have a little stuffed toy of Jimmy, his little scrub cat and his jacket that I had to get made. So these are only available on my website. And then coming up, you're going to get the exclusive sneak peek. I just literally got this in the mail the other day. This is the proof for the new doggy coloring book.
Look at that.
I got a little carried away. So it's got like all typical us doing things with cats and dogs, but I had to add in this cow getting a rectal exam, maybe not looking super happy about it. Tried to include a big all species with some feeding baby kittens.
Yes.
We've got a snake getting measured. We've got dogs getting their vaccine. I like this one, this mama dog getting an ultrasound. Babies. We've got ferrets and rabbits and pigs and rehab. We've got laser and horses getting their teeth done. So just a little bit of like everything that we do. So it's not just dogs and cats. We see turtles and we see fish and we see, you know, a little bit of everything. So I had changes once I saw this, and I'm waiting for the final proof to come through. And if that's good, that's hopefully going to be available in another 2 to 3 weeks on my website and Amazon. And then the second book, The Doggy Doctor and the Broken Shell, will probably be available later this year. I'm still finishing up the draft, and then we have to get the illustrations done. And there are some plans for a cat book. I'm really hoping to work out the rhyme and figure out how to do a cow getting a C-section, because I think that's such a cool surgery. You would never think, like, no normal person would think that this is something that we do standing up with a bit of local. Like, what an amazing, amazing thing. So I really hope to put that into a kid's book to show something really, really cool. So yeah, it's going to be a little project over the next few months and years.
What's the name of your website? Beardeddogpress.com is the website, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then where can we follow you on Instagram?
Instagram is Doggy Doctor Stories. And same for Facebook at Doggy Doctor Stories.
Excellent. Dr. Jacqueline Johnson, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you very much for having me. I really had a great time.
Yes. And congratulations on all your success. And you got to send me a coloring book too. So I need to see
that. I will send you a coloring book and a Jiminy toy. And then we're working on potentially adding a Dinah toy to the mix and have it as well. So
that is the cutest thing.
He's getting old now and he's getting lots of problems. And so it just makes me happy to have a little toy of my own dog.
Yes. He'll always be there. That's awesome. Aw. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to It's Always Stay Safe Out There. Take care of those fur babies and stay possum. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.